goal this morning is just to share with you how the resurrection of Jesus Christ has the power to change your life for the better. And there's really only three things I want you to see about the resurrection power. And I want us to look at first at a verse in Philippians 3, verse 10. It says this, and I want you to listen to this. Paul wrote this and he said, I want to know Christ. That word know is a word in the Greek that means to know by experience. Paul said, I don't want to just know about him. I want to know him personally. He said this, I want to know Christ. And here's the part I don't want you to miss. And the power of his resurrection. The most powerful event that ever happened in the world was the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead back to life. And that same power that over 2,000 years ago raised Jesus from the dead is the same power that you and I have this morning as Christians to overcome sin, to be different, to give up habits. That same power that raised Jesus from the dead is available to you and me this morning. In Ephesians 1, verses 19 and 20, it said this way, I pray that you will begin to understand how incredibly great his power is to help those who believe in him. And then look what he says. The same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead. The thing that I want us to get this Easter is that Jesus wants to change our lives. He wants to take us with our sin and make us more like his Son, Jesus Christ. He wants to change us. And that power is available only through Jesus Christ. You know, power is an incredible thing. You got to have it with some things. I have a table saw in my garage. I know that's kind of a scary thought, but I'm trying to learn how to woodwork. And you know, every man in Mount Ida probably has 300 guns and saws and all this power equipment. Well, Bill, I'm just starting. I've got one little table saw. But here's the thing I know about that table saw. I'm not scared of it right now. It's sitting in my garage, and I'm not worried about it. I can touch it. But when I hook it into the power source, I'm terrified of that thing. I've seen a lot of people without fingers. Or partial fingers. The only reason I'm scared of it is because of the power. Now here's the thing I want us to see this morning. The New Testament, the story of Jesus' resurrection, is all about power. But it's not power for somebody else. It's power for you and me this morning to become more like Jesus. We're supposed to be different. We're supposed to change. Your salvation ought to change the way you talk and the way you act. And there's three things about this resurrection power. And the first one's so good, and I want to spend some time on it. Number one, it's the power to cancel your past. Here's what I know about everybody in this room this morning. Everybody in this room this morning has a past. Everybody in this room this morning has past regrets, past sins, past failures, right? Am I the only person that has a past? No. Okay, good. Just want to make sure. Every one of us has a past, but here's the good news. Jesus died where we don't have to live in our past. I don't have to live in the guilt and the shame of the things I did before I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. But here's the problem. A lot of Christians who have been saved still can't forgive themselves for their past. This morning, some of you, here's what I know, some of you still have guilt, shame, of something you did in the past that you think was so bad that God would never be able to use you for His glory. You think that you've done something so bad, or you've been so bad and you've sinned and done this or that, that God could never use you for His glory. And you're saved. But you think, and people will say it to me like this. They'll say, "Well, Brother Bill, I was bad, but if you really knew what I was like..." Here's the good news. That's what Easter's all about. Easter is about Jesus Christ canceling your past. You know, we were playing putt-putt. How many of you have been to that little putt-putt place up in Hot Springs, Albert Pike Road? We're playing putt-putt, and one of the things we did, we established at the big, somewhere in the beginning of the game, the mulligan rule. You know what a mulligan is? The mulligan rule is you get to have one bad shot. And of course, we all used our mulligans, I think. But I got in there and I messed up. And you know what? I didn't have to think my putt-putt game is destroyed because of that one shot. I've got a mulligan. And I used it. It erased that terrible shot that I can't believe I made. And here's the good news. If you're a Christian, if you know Jesus Christ, if you understand the resurrection power, here's the good news. He cancels your mistake. It's a mulligan. And you're going to have mistakes all through your life. But Christians, so many of us, we make a mistake. We mess up early in our lives and we live in shame. We live in guilt and we don't even realize that Easter is about forgiveness. It's about a mulligan for my sins. So many times I meet people that have had a failed marriage or their record and they just say, "I just wish I could do life over." Here's the good news. With Jesus Christ, you can. I don't understand why so often Christians allow the past, their past failures, to keep them from going forward for Jesus. I hear people say things like, "If only you knew," or "I blew it." And somehow you think that if you've blown it in your past, that you've got to pay for that crime the rest of your life. But the wonderful thing to me, the good news of Easter, is that living that way is unnecessary. The good news of Easter is that Jesus Christ died so you could be forgiven of your past. You don't have to live in your past. Now listen to Colossians chapter 2, verses 13 through 15. Paul wrote this. He says, "When you were dead in your sins and in the uncircumcision of your sinful nature..." Here's what I like. "God made you alive." In other words, when you were lost, Jesus Christ made you alive. And look what he says next. Have you ever really appreciated this? "He forgave us all." I like that word, "all." All our sins. Not some of our sins, all of our sins. The beautiful good news of Easter is that God forgives us all our sins. And then he says, "having canceled the written code with its regulations that was against us and that stood opposed to us, he took it away." And what did he do with your sin? I love this. He nailed it to the cross. "And having disarmed the powers and authorities, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them by the cross." You see this cross? We made it pretty, but the truth is, Jesus Christ died on that cross for my sins and for your sins, for the sins of the entire world. He paid the price. He took my place. And why did he do that? He did that in order that I could be forgiven. Now, I would just guarantee you, some of you are here this morning and you feel guilty for something in your past. You can't forgive yourself. And the whole entire time, God's saying, "That's why I died. Don't waste why I died." Now, what is sin? Well, here's a beautiful explanation of sin. What is it to sin? Well, it comes from an archery term. And I know very little about archery, but I'm told that it was a term that described an archer aiming for the bullseye and shooting and missing. And when they would miss the bullseye, they would say, they sinned. They fell short. And in Romans 3:23, it says, for all have sinned, all have come up short, all have missed the mark, and fall short of the glory of God. So when you sin, you fall short of what God wants for your life. You sin, you lie, you cheat, you steal, you've done something in your past. But here's the good news. Every single person in this room has missed the mark. Every single person. And every single person in this room will continue to miss the mark. That's why He died. He died in order that He could cancel your sin. Another term in the New Testament is He wipes away your sin, or He washes away your sin. But here's the beautiful good news of Easter is regardless of what you've done in your past, the cross takes care of it. If you know Him. And it's so tragic to me because Easter, for so many church people, is just a story. It's a story about a man who dies and a man who is buried and a man who comes back to life. And it's just a story, but the truth is, it's more than a story. It's your forgiveness. It's my forgiveness. It's my past being canceled. You see, He died on the cross to take away my sin. Now here's the thing. I'm a preacher. And most of y'all don't understand preachers, and you just think, I don't know what you think. I really don't, because I've always been a preacher. Here's what I'm going to tell you. I am so grateful that He died for me. I have failed Him. I have continued to fail Him. There is no one in this room that's batting 100%. That's why we have the cross. Because Jesus died for me, my past is forgiven. And some of you won't get involved in this church because your past is holding you back. You think there's something you've done so bad that God... That is so far from the truth. Jesus is in the business of taking people who are messes and bringing something good out of them. Jesus didn't come into this world just to heap guilt on you. As a matter of fact, in John 3:17, He said, I didn't come to condemn the world, but to save it. So, let me just ask you, are you here this morning feeling guilty? Feeling shame? Do you refuse to get involved in a church because you think, well, I've been married two or three times. I have divorces. I had an abortion. I've been involved in this. I've been involved in... Do you not understand that's why He died? He died because we all missed the mark. That's why it's called good news. I'm not going to go to a person and beat them down and tell them how bad. I'm going to go and say, He died because you are bad, so you can be good. And yet so many times we don't get it. You see, the cross is about, the resurrection is about change. Listen to Romans 8:1. He says, therefore there is now no condemnation. That word condemnation means punishment. There is no punishment for those who are in Christ Jesus. Isn't that good news? Listen, you may be better than me, but you're not perfect. And the good news is, there's no condemnation if you're in Christ. You see, I grow so tired because people don't understand that when Jesus was hanging on the cross and He cried out the words, "It is finished." What that literally meant is He paid for your sins. It's taken care of. You owe nothing. Telestai, it's a Greek word. It means paid in full. It means, listen, I have never once in my life tried to go and pay a bill I've already paid that I knew I paid. Why? Because it's paid in full. I don't have to worry about it, right? Isn't that right? Same way with the cross. He paid in full. I am saved not because I deserve it, but because He died for me. This Easter, I hope that you'll let the resurrection cancel your past. I hope that you'll let it be what takes you forward. But there's a second thing, and I know I'm running out of time, but there's a second thing. It's the power to conquer your sins and problems. It's the power. The resurrection is the power to defeat the sin you're struggling with right now. And here's what I know, because I'm human. Everybody in this room is struggling with some sin. I don't know what it is. And realize, all sin is bad. But we all struggle. But the beautiful thing is the resurrection power is available to help us overcome our sins and our problems. Listen to a couple verses in Romans. Romans 6, verse 4. Just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of God, we too may live a new life. Jesus died for you so you could live a better life, not a worse life. Listen to what it says in Romans 6, 6. For we know that our old self was crucified with Him so that the body of sin might be done away with. That we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin. Here's the deal. He didn't just die on the cross to cancel your past. He died on the cross to help you deal with whatever sin you're dealing with this morning. And here's what I know. You're dealing with something. Romans 6:12. Look what he says. He says, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal bodies so that you obey its evil desires. In other words, it ought to mean something. It ought to mean that we want to get rid of the sin that is in our lives. And I don't know about you. My sin bugs me. Does yours? It bothers me when I'm impatient. It bothers me when I'm not kind. It bothers me when I'm mean, which I can be at times. My sin bothers me, and my goal is to get better. You see, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is the power to deal with your sin that you have right now, but it's also to deal with the problems. Anybody in this room got a few problems? This resurrection power is to help you deal with the problems you're facing in your life, the circumstances. One guy said it this way, circumstances are like a mattress. You can either get on top and rest easy, or you can get underneath and suffocate. Isn't that true? How are you dealing with your problems this morning? Defeated? Do you even try to deal with your sin? See, the good news is of Easter is you have the power to get rid of stuff like sin. You have the power to let God bring good out of the bad that's going on in your life. He is in the business of resurrecting marriages. He's in the business of resurrecting broken lives. That's what He does. He resurrects things. The problem is, we don't allow Him to. Here's what I know. If you put your life in God's hand and rely on the power of the resurrection, nothing can devastate you. Nothing can destroy you. I don't care how dark your life is, if you have the power of Jesus Christ, the resurrection power in your life, no circumstance, no sin, no anything can destroy you. And the reason is because we have the power of the resurrection in our life. We have the ability to rise above it with His help, not on our own. Romans 8:37, I love it. It says this. He says, no, in all things, No, in all things we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. Here's what I know. Whatever problem you have, whatever sin you're dealing with, whatever situation you've got going on in your life, with Him, you can win. I like winning. I'm very competitive. Everybody knows that. But the one thing I can't beat is sin. But I can with Him. Let Jesus Christ make you a conqueror. And then the third thing, it's the power to change your personality. You see, the resurrection power is the power to change who you are and make you better. We're all born with personality. One of our life groups this morning, we've been studying our personality. And my personality, the type I am, I'm just a warrior. I'm just an analytical mess. That's just the way I've always been. You see a beautiful forest. You know what I see? Poison ivy. You see the beautiful flowers. I see the snake by the flowers. But here's what I know, people. Listen to me. The good news of Easter is He wants to take me with my imperfections and my personality, and He wants to change me for the better. Because you see, there's a little verse in the Scripture in Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23 that says this. It says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." That fruit, it's not called the fruits, it's called fruit. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit lives within you, and those are the qualities that God wants to develop in your personality. He wants you to be loving. Sometimes I'm loving, sometimes I'm not. He wants you to be joyful. Sometimes I'm discouraged, sometimes I'm joyful, but He wants me to be joyful. He wants me to have peace instead of worry. You see, the supernatural thing is Jesus Christ wants to make you better. Now, how does that happen? Well, that happens when you stay connected to the resurrected Savior. Listen to John 15, verse 5. Jesus said this. He says, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me, and I in him, he will bear much fruit." You see, the beautiful thing of Easter is that Jesus wants to take us, cancel our past. He wants us to be able to defeat our struggles right now, our circumstances. But He not only wants to do all that, He wants to make us better. He wants us to be kind. He wants us to be gentle. All those fruits. And the key to that is not you, it's Him. And He just basically says, if you will stay connected to me, I will produce the fruit in your life. I don't know what you got this Easter. I know you probably have the Easter story down, and you know that He came out of the grave. But my real question is this. What difference has it made? Is your life changed? That dude we saw in the beginning, I bet he was a mean joker before Christ. But in the end, after all that surgery, he actually smiled and had a face that wasn't scarred with the tattoos. He was a guy who said, "I couldn't do this. It was Jesus Christ who changed me." And Easter is all about change. Have you allowed Him to cancel your mistakes? Are you here guilty? Are you allowing Him to help you conquer your problems and your sins? Or are you trying to handle it? And then finally, are you allowing Him to change you? This Easter, far as I'm concerned, you get it when you change. It's not just a story. It's about life change. Let's pray. Father, I thank you so much for the cross, and I thank you so much for the resurrection of your Son that is the most powerful thing that has ever happened. Father, I know this morning there's some people living in guilt, living in shame for the past, and I just, my biggest prayer for them this morning, Lord, is that they would leave free from the past. That they would let you define their future, not their past. And then, Father, there's some that are like me and the rest of us that are struggling to overcome sin in their life, but they're trying to do it themselves, and they just can't do it. I pray that they would start trusting your power to help them defeat sin and the problems they're facing. And then finally, I know we're pretty nice people, but if we had the fruit of the Spirit flowing through our lives, Mount Ida would be a better place. And I know that you can do that at each believer that's here and in my life. And may we choose to stay connected to you so you can change us for the better. Father, I just pray this Easter would be a little different. That we would leave here today determined to change and give you the glory for what you've already done. I ask this in Jesus' name.